It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado restaurants closed since March because of the pandemic could be allowed to reopen if they follow strict rules. CPR Sarah Mulholland has more.
The state issued draft guidelines for what a reopening for restaurant owners could look like. Tables need to be 8 feet apart, and all dining service, including outdoor seating, would have to shut down by 10 p.m. Under the proposed guidelines, bars would remain closed to in-person customers, and restaurant owners would have to log employee temperatures and symptoms. Activities such as dancing, darts, and pool would be prohibited. A date for reopening isn't specified in the draft guidelines. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Denver has pressed pause on a major piece of its National Western Center reboot. Denverite's David Sachs reports.
The massive campus in North Denver is supposed to house a 10,000-seat arena for the stock show and year-round events, as well as a new expo center. But Mayor Michael Hancock told the two business teams vying for the project that the bidding process is over, at least for now. As a result of Hancock's decision, 42 acres of private development is also on hold. Hancock blamed a steep drop in tourism revenue. Taxes from hotels and lodging like Airbnb are expected to fall 63% by year's end. The mayor will revisit the bidding process in 6 months. David Sachs, Denverite.
RTD will bump up the frequency on its most popular bus lines by the end of the week. Those include routes on Colfax, Broadway, and Federal in Denver. RTD had been running backup buses when needed to give passengers room to stay socially distant. But the agency's leaders say ridership has grown to a point that a more frequent schedule is necessary. The agency's general manager also told the board last night that the long-awaited N line to Thornton and North Glen is on track to open in September. This is CPR News.